This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU member forum here in Tampa, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine gentleman from Lumen Digital. Let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me is Mr. Sean Weedock, right?
Right.
Did I get it, Sean?
Yep, Sean.
All right. And then Dave Wetzel as well from Lumen, right?
That's right.
All right, guys. Welcome to the studio lounge, CU Broadcast-ish show. How's the conference going for you before we dive into your session that you guys just got
out? It's good. Yeah, really busy for us. We have a lot of partners here, so this is a great event to just come out and meet, you know, clients we don't get to see every day.
Yeah,
and just talk about all the good things that are going on at Lumen.
Indeed.
Yeah, the booth was awesome last night. So, I mean, it was like three groups deep trying to get a demo.
Yeah, it was crowded in there.
It was really crowded.
Yeah.
And great conversations with great people. So mm-hmm. It's been very, very active.
That's what it's all about.
My team is exhausted.
And we still have another day to go.
That's
right. Pace yourself, guys.
Exactly.
Pace yourself.
Exactly.
It's a marathon. So any highlights from today's, besides your own session, we'll get to that in a second, but any other highlights or anything like that from today?
From the meeting in general?
Sure. Stand out for you guys?
I think it's been a good experience so far for all of us. It's always great to connect with PSU's customers, mm-hmm. their member base, and there's lots of wonderful partnerships there for both us and for PSU, yeah. And this is just a great opportunity for us to make a lot of those connections. So we had a little event last night, and that was fun to get to know people a little bit more in a little bit more intimate setting, which was also fun.
Yeah.
And again, just the activity at this conference is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you guys set an attendance
very well
record,
attended.
Right? 1,200 people or something like that.
Yeah. Very well attended, and people are here to learn.
Yeah.
People are here to understand what's going on in the industry. And super excited to talk to us. So you couldn't ask for more than that.
That's good. Yeah, you have an engaged audience here for sure.
Absolutely.
Sean, any highlights for you as well?
No, I'd just say, I mean, the biggest thing for me is, you know, it's not just in a session or, lunch or something, but just, you know, passing people in the hallway. I mean, people are engaged, mm-hmm. like sun up to sundown, mm-hmm. to just talk and connect. And that's, you don't see that at every conference.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
And at the same time, I've been talking to a few people that this conference is kind of a, dare I say, chill a little bit. You know, it's not as frantic or frenetic as other conferences, so there's the time to kind of sit down and talk to people and relax for a bit, and then that's where I think the really true brainstorming can happen, when you're kind of in a relaxed atmosphere instead of being in a hurry. So I think that's what this conference really provides. So you guys do a great job at that, or PSU does a great job at
PSU
that.
PSU does,
and you guys do.
Job.
So you and you guys as well. All right, let's talk about your session that you just got out of, and it's entitled Lumen Digital on Voice of the Member: Data-Driven Transformation of the Digital Experience. So who wants to give a quick summary of that? Looks like Sean, you're being volunteered.
Yeah, no, I was the MC for it. Yeah, really, we just wanted to kind of share, you know, a kind of a panel format of Lumen's approach to taking data, capturing the voice of the member, and how we translate that into a better product.
Okay.
You know, some of that is just kind of sharing what we do mm-hmm. with our institutions, but also, you know, showing a client perspective on what that feels like mm-hmm. and how they can apply those same practices to their institution.
Yeah, because it says in here, yeah, best practices, and whenever I see best practices, I want to know what these practices are so we can pass on the word to others. So can you share a couple of those best practices? Or
sure. I mean digital transformation, huge undertaking, like where do you start? There's so many different things you can do.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to kind of share, you know, what are just some simple things you can do in terms of getting feedback, you know, synthesizing that feedback, using it, and then channeling that into improvements. So I think one of the things we touched on around feedback was, you know, just start, you know, somewhere. You know,
please.
You don't have a big staff.
Please.
Or you said, you know, a single person, you know, running digital at your institution, mm-hmm. just start asking questions, mm-hmm. start finding data, mm-hmm. finding ways to incorporate that into your decision making. something that simple can have a major impact. If you have a bit more staff and you want to organize it, you have a more formal surveys or other tools, that can have a greater impact. But just getting started on that journey and making sure you're collecting that feedback is really important.
Yeah, so that's a big step one for sure. Dave, you want anything to
add? I would say, you know, as I sat in the audience, I wasn't on the stage, and as I listened to the panel, it's just fascinating to me at how many different places you can draw feedback from.
Yeah.
Right? And some of that comes directly from users, some of that comes from the credit unions, some of that comes from data, and some of that comes from apps outside of financial services. So there's just such a wealth of knowledge and a large number of places for you to draw that feedback. And I find that super interesting.
Yeah.
Almost overwhelming, right? So it was interesting to see how Sean and his team break that down into, okay, how do you make that digestible, right? Because there's so much available. How do you make that digestible and actionable and then turn it into something week after week after week?
Yeah, because it can be intimidating
Totally. Because
it is such a large endeavor, if you will. And there's all the metaphors, hey, don't drink the whole ocean, don't eat the whole elephant, or all those
one
crazy...
One bite at a time.
Exactly. Just sip the ocean to get started.
The nice thing, too, was that we had one of our clients on the panel.
Oh, good.
And it was great to see, you know, here's everything that Sean and his team do draw in the feedback, and then here's the actual experience, and being able to relate that experience to the audience from a client perspective was really nice.
So what was their experience, if you can kind of summarize it real quick?
Yeah, I think it's been a really strong, positive experience. I mean, they're looking for, you know, more collaborative partner in terms of what they want to do from a technology standpoint, their goals, and having a partner that can kind of bring that to the table. We're aligned. We want to do the same things. We want to enable, you know, fast, you know, growing, aggressive, you know, credit use to do more with technology. So it was great to hear the feedback that we're, you know, hitting that mark for them and enabling them to do those things. I think the biggest thing they value is kind of the partnership and transparency to kind of help them along the journey.
Yeah.
You know, quickly deliver, you know, positive, you know, technology changes to the institution, and they're definitely feeling that, you know, throughout.
Yeah, I think keeping up with the technology changes is a full-time job in itself, so it's great to have you guys as a partner to kind of keep an eye out on that for them. Is that part of what Lumen does as well, keep an eye out?
Our main goal, I mean, there's no, like, end point to digital transformation. It's just going to keep
evolving. Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
So it's just a never-ending journey. So we really try to position ourselves to make sure we're facilitating that as best as possible.
Yeah.
So weekly deployments to production, so we can help, you know, continually drive new features for the institution and for digital banking. And making sure that we're bringing the institution along for the ride as well. We're not just forcing it out there. You know, they understand what's coming, why it's important, how to use it, how to deploy it, how to get the most out of it.
And the importance of it all as well, right? The significance. Exactly. Is like what was said on stage this morning with the CEO panel with Mark Sievright, and what they were talking about. You know, it's a relationship type business, and you got to get the digital stuff in line, or else you're going
to
be...
And it has to happen quickly and often,
right?
So no longer can the industry wait for an annual upgrade to a platform, or even a quarterly upgrade to the platform, right? It's got to be small, bite-sized things that happen every week, right? That's what consumers expect today. They don't want to wait 3 months for a bug to be fixed. They you know, you get this feedback and you need to action on it.
Right.
You need to do something, and you need to do something quickly. And this platform allows us to do that.
That's cool.
And you can really see the importance of that when you talk to
people. Yeah, because I relate it to, like, you know, I'm an Apple fan person, and it's almost like every week there's an update, but it does it automatically. But you get a little alert. Hey, we're going to be updating this tonight. It's not like like you guys said, the old annual update or the quarterly. It's like whenever.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And I'm like,
exactly.
So I'm you know, secure, safe, and up to date, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
so
you don't get the upgrade and then spend 30 days fixing what they.
Right. Thank goodness for that too.
Yeah. I think that's a big difference.
Yeah, Apple's a good example. Just like a company that's built trust with you as a user.
Completely trust.
You have that brand affinity and trust over time. You know the update's going to work. It's going to be seamless. So we really strive for the same type of approach there.
It's a good recipe. It works. It works.
Exactly.
So what are a couple of takeaways that you want the audience to take back? What do you want the Creightons to take back and go, gosh, we could really get rolling with this on Monday morning type of thing? Are there a couple of things that you wanted them to leave with?
I mean, one thing would be just, you know, getting started, looking at kind of where you are in terms of your digital transformation. I'm sure all of them are already on that journey in some form or fashion.
I hope so.
Exactly. Yeah, thinking about the partners that are involved, kind of where you are, and then just, you know, based on the information I received, what are some more steps I can take? Mm-hmm. How can I push the envelope a little more, even if it's just slight improvements, slight changes?
Yeah.
How can I get maybe more out of my digital vendor? How can I find new vendors to pull in to help augment? Hopefully just kind of inspiring and motivating that there's a lot more they can do there.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be intimidated by that.
Okay. And Dave, I mean, being in the audience, what takeaway did you get?
You know, we had one question from the audience, which I thought was fascinating, and it went to our client, not to us, right? And the question was about partnerships and how do you really find the right true partner, right? Not a vendor, but a partner. And it was just wonderful to hear our client say that her experience was that she manages multiple relationships, and that the bar is set by us, and that's what she tries to establish in every other relationship she has. And that's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah.
That's more than any feature or function I could talk about, right? When you talk about that from candid from a client to someone else in the audience, that was really awesome.
Can we put that in an advertisement,
exactly,
please?
Exactly. I'm certainly hoping we have that little snippet video.
Exactly. Air quotes, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. So good stuff. What's the ultimate goal here, though? Is obviously get everyone up and running in digital, because it's not a nice-to-have anymore. It's a must-have, especially to compete here in the financial services space with all the competitors. Everyone's pushing each other to maximum capacity, it seems like, these days. So is that kind of the end-all, be-all goal here for you, or what else did you guys want to achieve in this talk?
Yeah, I think really just kind of establishing that foundation for growing. Again, it's a journey. There's not a destination. You have to have, a partner that's going to allow you to morph and change and grow over time. So I think that's the main objective, is connecting with people, helping them along that path, and kind of educating people that's where we're going. There isn't a single solution that's going to solve it. It's a journey, and you need to find those partners that help you, grow. For years to come.
Yeah, very important. So it's kind of like owning a home. It's never really done.
Never. No?
If you want to maintain it and keep its value,
exactly,
it's never done. You're always kind of fixing it up in some form or fashion.
Exactly.
Dave, any final thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I would say that the only other thought, as Sean was talking, is to me, for us too, we are still looking at very methodical growth to Lumen Digital, right? We are careful in what we do, and we want to make sure that we launch 100% on time. We want to make sure that the uptime and the relationships and everything is as perfect as it can be.
Yeah.
So what I love about our strategy at Lumen is we're not out for overwhelming growth every year. We are out for very strategic, very careful, very methodical growth, so that we make sure that every customer that we bring on board is 100% satisfied. And that's the culture that we have. And I think that makes the partnership as powerful
completely.
As it is.
Well, and when you guys are successful with that, the growth follows.
Right.
So, no matter what. So, good stuff. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let
you
guys get back out. Thank you so much for your for hanging out with us for a few minutes today. Appreciate it. Congrats on a successful session, and we'll see you around the conference. All right?
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.